Hello and welcome to the After Dark podcast, where we talk about true crimes, conspiracy theories, and have ourselves a good little chuckle sometimes.
A little chuckle.
Good little chuckle.
Ha ha.
I'm Zach.
I'm Lily.
And today, we're going to kind of break format a little bit. I know I say that a lot. Because, like, we don't have a format. We just kind of tell stories.
Yeah, we don't really have... The format is Zach tells a story.
Yeah.
And I listen to it.
Well, every other one we've done so far has been, like, a solved something or another.
Yeah.
There's no loose ends.
Correct.
This episode, I'm going to give you all the facts to this case.
Mm-hmm.
But it's open-ended.
Okay.
So we'll kind of discuss how we feel about it as we go on.
Okay. All right.
Before we get started, we do this thing here. I have this book from when I was a child called The World's Greatest Book of Useless Information. And I like to go to the fucking laws, old, new, and weird section. And read a fun little law that is somewhere in the world.
I'm ready.
Did you know that in some smaller towns in the state of Arizona, it is illegal to wear suspenders?
I did not know that. Why is it illegal to wear suspenders?
That's all the information I have.
What the fuck?
On this episode of The World's Greatest Book of Useless Stroke.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a dumb law.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Why y'all don't like suspenders?
Only in some towns in Arizona.
What the fuck, Arizona?
Okay, now that's out of the way. This is a relatively new case. I will say, before we get into it, no disrespect to the family. We fully support the family, and this is a sad situation. But we're gonna talk about it and maybe give our opinions. Who knows? We'll see.
Our thoughts and opinions on what the heck happened. I have like the vaguest idea. I recommended this case.
Yeah.
I requested was the term.
You saw a thing that was like someone murdered at sleepover.
Yeah, because it came up a lot when. After, with everything going on, people were saying they need to reopen this one. They need to reopen Kendrick Johnson, which they did, but I've also closed it again. And I didn't want to say her name is Kanika something, but I'm not 100% sure. People were just saying these were all black people who were found dead in mysterious circumstances, and the public suggests, or seems to think they're a foul play, and they want them looked into again. And that, so, like, those three just kept coming up, and this was the only one that I didn't know. And so I was like, can we do this one?
I will say that a lot of the information that we are using is coming from Snopes. They claim to have been given the police report.
What the heck is Snopes? Like a publication?
It's one of those things. But they claim to have been given the police report, so... There is a lot of conflicting things online about it. I have tried to include everything that conflicted with each other, like times. Timelines are all over the place, and it's hard. But this is the case of Tamla Horsford.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I mispronounce any names. I'm pretty sure the only name I'm going to mispronounce is a middle-aged white woman name.
Well, that's okay. So it's that's okay. Allowed.
So Tamla was a 40-year-old mother of six children.
That's a lot of kids.
And she was living in Cummings, Georgia. She was active, very active in her kids' life, and she would attend to the sports games and extra crackers.
That's good.
And she was like one of the football moms.
Oh, okay.
And so there were a little clique of football moms.
Yes.
On November 3rd, 2018, one of her friends, Jean, Jeanne, Joan, Those are all the ways I've heard this name pronounced.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say Jean.
Makes sense. Sounds good.
Jean was having a birthday party and invited all the other football moms.
Happy birthday, Jean.
And yeah, so Tamla was invited.
How nice.
Because they were friends. Jean said that the idea was that all of her friends would come over, they would watch the football game, drink, maybe do a little bit of a swim, I think was what one of the websites said, and have a sleepover.
I love being 40 years old having a sleepover.
Jean was actually 45 at the time.
I love being 45 and having a sleepover.
Yeah, it's incredible. Great. It's great. So guests started to arrive at about 7 p.m.
Okay.
And Tamla arrived at about 8:30.
Okay, so she's a little late.
Yeah.
Fashionably late. It's okay.
There was like, I don't know, six white women and then Tamla who was black.
Yeah.
So that has been like one of the big things that made this case go as viral as it did recently. Obviously because of the situations.
Yeah.
But yeah, so people arrived at 7.
Okay.
She arrived at 8.
Yes.
Jean's man was Jose, and he was hanging out in the basement with Tom, who was one of the other ladies named Stacy. He was her husband.
Okay.
I will note that according to some sources, there was another man named Michael in the house, but it's conflicting there.
That's interesting. That's a weird thing to not be sure about.
Michael doesn't play any part in it.
That's still just
neither does Tom, really.
That's just a weird thing to not be sure about.
Yeah.
How do you not know that there's another man in your house?
I like some sources say there was 2, some say there were 3, so I don't know.
Weird.
Tamla didn't know anyone else that was there, just Jean.
Oh.
But videos show videos online of that night show that they were having all having a very nice time. Playing some Cards Against Humanity, laughing, having fun, you know, drinks were flowing, you know?
Yeah, I've seen, like, the one picture I keep seeing is, like, they're all just sitting on the couch in their pajamas, and it's like...
Yes, and she was in her Dalmatian pajamas.
Something like that, yeah.
Her paw prints.
Yes.
That was my next note, so thank you for that nice little segue.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they were having a good time. The other ladies described her as very social. Said that she was dancing around and she had, quote, that type of personality.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Tamla had bought Jean a bottle of tequila for her birthday.
Ooh.
But ended up drinking it herself because Jean didn't drink tequila.
Well, more for me.
according to the other ladies in their interviews, she was the only one drinking from that bottle throughout the night.
Okay.
She had also been spending a lot of time out on the balcony smoking tabaki, the normal and the wacky varieties.
Okay.
So there was a little bit of drug, a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of tabaki, you know.
Yeah, no.
Just a normal ladies' night.
Yep.
At one point during the night, she also received a call from her stepdaughter who said that she was expecting a baby. And she seemed very excited about this.
Just like, oh, I'm pregnant announcement?
I guess that it was like kind of irrelevant, but I included it in my notes.
The wording is like, is she actively giving birth expecting a baby or like, oh, I'm pregnant, yay.
I think it was the I'm pregnant, yay.
I assume so. Otherwise, I imagine she would be like leaving.
Yeah.
Finding a way to get to a hospital or whatever if she was actively expecting the baby.
Yeah. As the night continued, some of the ladies started to leave.
Well, it's not a good sleepover.
And others went to their assigned rooms in the house. But Tamla was in the mood to mingle and wanted to continue to socialize as the night went on.
Okay.
At a little before 2 a.m., Bridget was picked up, one of the ladies,
mm-hmm.
By her ride. And Tamla walked her out with a bowl of gumbo in hand. It was one of the last people awake in the house.
Okay. Eating gumbo at 2 a.m.
Well, why not? I do it.
I've never had gumbo, but I would do it.
The Campbell's Chunky Soup has gumbo, and it's really nice.
Mm.
We're not sponsored by Campbell's Chunky Soup, but if Campbell's Chunky Soup will give me a sponsorship, I'll take some of the black pepper steak soup with the potatoes in it. It's really good. anyways, enough of me being fat. So Jean's security system was set up to send her a text and email every time the front door, or any time a door was open in the house.
That sounds very annoying, but okay.
Well, it's I imagine it's just during the night.
I hope so.
A lot of them will do like, oh, there's someone outside your house. Yeah. Whatever.
If they like sensors.
Some for windows. Oh, that someone's opening your window. Mm-hmm. But this one was a front door, front and back door one.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why I thought you said every door. So no. I was imagining like the bathroom door has one.
No. And, like, that'd be stupid.
That's why I was like, oh, wow.
So at 1:47 a.m.
Yes.
The front door was opened and closed.
Okay.
This was when Bridget left.
Yes.
At 1:49, the back door was opened, and at 1:50, it was closed. And at 1:57 p.m. or a.m. Have I been saying p.m.?
I don't think so. I think you've been saying a.m.
A.m. 1:57 a.m., the back door was opened once again.
Okay.
Every other time the door opened or closed during the night, the reason could be accounted for with people leaving, people coming in, whatever. But the back door opening, the back door closing, and the back door opening again could not be accounted for.
Did it not close again after it opened?
Also note that the back door was never reported to have closed.
Okay.
So the back door just closed all night. Or open all night.
I mean, like, because if you were going out the back door, if it was like 1:49 and then 1:50, it closed.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on how close and the seconds to that. Like, that's possible that she went outside and then closed the door behind her.
Yeah.
And then went back in after maybe she was smoking again, came back in the house.
But this isn't the balcony door. She was smoking on the balcony all night.
But that's like an upstairs. Yeah. So like if she... Oh, yeah. But then if she was just out front, why would she go inside to go up back?
Yeah. Hmm. Jean's aunt Madeline lived in the home with them. And she had gone to bed at about halftime.
Okay.
During the game.
Yeah, it was like halftime of what? And I remembered they were watching football.
Yeah. So, timeline is a little bit wacky here. And I'll touch on that a little bit more in a moment. But this is what I'm getting from Snopes and what they claim is from the official police report.
Okay.
At 8:45 a.m., she got up to make her Madeline got up to make her morning coffee.
This is the aunt.
Yes. Okay. But before she had the chance, through her window, she saw a glimpse of Tamla's pajamas on in the backyard. She stopped to say a quick prayer and ran to get Jean and Jose.
Okay.
I will note that some sources say that Madeline found Tamla at 7 a.m.
That's like an hour earlier than this was?
About 2 hours earlier. Yes.
Yeah, this is quartered at 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is what is apparently in the police report, and that it's also what is was in the article Snopes wrote based off the police report that was given to them.
Okay.
So Jean called 911, and I'll play the call. I actually didn't prepare for this, but I'll do it.
Okay.
Forsyth County 911.
Hi, yes. I need an ambulance and a police to my home.
What's the address?
4450 Woodlet Court.
4450 Woodlake?
Woodlet.
Woodlet, okay. All right, 4450 Woodlet Court. What is your name?
My name is Jean Myers, J-E-A-N-N-E.
Okay, and your phone number is 609?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
We had people over last night. We were drinking. Most of us went to bed. One of them stayed on the balcony. She was drinking, and we just went outside, and she's laying face down in the backyard. It looks like I'm guessing maybe she fell off the balcony, but she's stiff.
Okay, is she breathing?
I don't know if she's face down.
Okay, how old is she?
At 41. Here, hold on.
Hey, this is Jose Barrera.
Hey, have y'all checked to see if she's breathing?
She's not moving one bit. She's not breathing.
Okay.
I just tried to assess her, Tesla. She's completely face down in the yard. she is stiff.
Okay. Do you know if she, do you see any blood or anything where she... Are you there?
I am.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was outside.
It's okay. I'm not sure what happened to Alana for a second. Do you see any blood or anything to where, from where she fell?
I don't know if I should move her over. I mean, she's completely face down.
Okay. I mean, can you just check and see if she's breathing? If she's not breathing and you know she's gone, then just leave her where she's at. If she... Okay.
1 minute. I'm completely not sure.
Okay, and that's the only blood that you would see?
That's what I can see without moving her over. I haven't seen her face.
Do you know if she do you know if she was suicidal at all?
I have no clue. I've met her one other time. You know, like my girlfriend said, people were over last night. her birthday party. We're not the woman that we believe to be deceased, but it's my girlfriend's birthday party. Instead of having everybody go out, she had everyone stay in. And she was the last one I saw before everybody, I mean, everybody was typically put off to bed. She was the last one in the kitchen. She was just, I think, either waiting around for a ride or waiting until the morning.
Okay. How far is the, where she would have fell from, how far is the deck from the ground?
I would probably say, maybe 20 feet.
Okay.
You know, 20 feet from where your feet would be on the railing. The railing itself is maybe 3.5-4 feet.
Okay. And what is her name?
I know her name. We call her Tam. I'm assuming that's short for Tammy or Tamra.
Was she there with anyone else?
Her name is Tam Horsford, H-O-R-S-F-O-R-D, so the black female. I don't believe anybody was. My girlfriend has cameras here on the back deck that we can check.
Okay.
That I think would have caught the incident if she fell from here. Again, I don't know. It's hard to say if she fell from the deck or if she was already downstairs. She was the only smoker here. And I'm sorry. That's a lot of information.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. So you think she's possibly out there smoking?
Yeah, she was the only smoker. I mean, I'm on the back deck right now, and, you know, cigarettes lighter, that type of thing, are out here.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see where on the list mine came from.
Okay. All right. Are all the people that were there last night, are they still at your house?
Okay. Okay, there are 4 people that were here last night that are no longer here.
Okay. And they just left this morning, or they leave last night?
Do you know roughly what time each of them left? We can check. I mean, she's got an alarm system that gives alerts when the doors are open on her phone.
Okay.
But I think the last time that I personally saw Tam was probably about 1 in the morning before I'd gone upstairs to bed.
Okay.
And at that point, she was the only one in the kitchen. I know.
Okay. Let me see where everybody is. I have one deputy that's about to pull into your subdivision. So I'll stay on the phone with you just for a minute. Is this going to be around back? Is that the way he needs to go?
Right. So we, when he pulls up to the residence, there will be one car in the street, four in the driveway.
And does he need to come and go through the house, or does he need to walk around the back?
They can go around to the side. I'm going to grab my shoes, and then I'll direct them when I get here. No, it'll be easier for them because she's laying in the yard down, basically on the patio downstairs.
Okay. All right, I have one that should be pulling up. Do you see him outside?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go then.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, so that was the 911 call.
That's a really interesting call.
Yeah. One of the things that a lot of people were, like, you know, skeptical about was how calm they both sounded.
Mm-hmm.
I will note that, and this, I'll talk a little bit more about this later, but Jose worked in law in some fashion.
Okay, so this may not be completely new to him.
Yeah, he...
To some extent.
Yeah, he works around this kind of stuff.
I mean, she sounded a little frazzled, and yeah. I feel like that's why she handed him the phone.
Yeah,
her reasoning. He did sound very calm, but that, again, like, he also, if he also isn't close to her, maybe more of like yeah. a, he can take a step back. It yeah. was interesting to me that the first thing we're like, oh yeah, she fell from the balcony. And it's like, I get that might be your first assumption.
Yeah.
But then you're like, well, I don't know if you, nobody's checked to see if she's breathing yet.
Yeah.
They asked four times and no one went, let me check.
Yeah.
They're like, no, she's dead. No, she's dead. I haven't checked to see if she's breathing, but she's dead.
She's face down.
She's dead. I don't know if she's breathing, but she's dead.
Something I do also want to point out is that if the sources that say Madeline, the aunt, found Tamla at 7 a.m. are to be true or to be believed, police were still called at 8:59. So if those are true, there's a 2-hour gap in there.
And if they're not, then there is no gap.
Yeah.
And it's, she woke up at 8:45, found her, and then they called the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like...
Interesting.
I'm trying to be, like, careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know what happened. I know the rest of the case. I don't know what to believe.
Like, after doing all your research, you haven't come to a conclusion on what
I don't
you
have
believe.
A conclusion.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of holes in the case.
You don't have, like, a, this person definitely did it, or it's definitely not this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I'm trying to be a little bit careful with it. But part of me is trying to play a little bit of devil's advocate for the people that are like saying that there's more to this than there is,
mm-hmm.
like the skeptics of that phone call. He could be calm because he works in that kind of stuff already.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's just a calm dude.
Or maybe it's just because he didn't know her well that he isn't like he's able to just kind of be objective about it and yeah. just be like, this is what's going on.
It's possible, but anyways.
Yeah.
Let's move on from the phone call.
Okay.
So police arrived along with the CSI, and I believe the GFI, which is the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah.
She was found in the backyard face down,
mm-hmm.
and was, in fact, unresponsive.
Okay.
They found a bag of her belongings in the house, which included her clothing, her wallet, and in some of the wacky tabacky.
Okay, so that's just like her sleepover bag.
Yeah. So autopsy revealed that there were severe injuries to her head, neck, and torso, including brain bleeding, a broken neck, and a laceration to the heart.
Okay.
Other injuries include abrasions of the face,
mm-hmm.
left arm, left hand, left leg, lacerations of the right wrist and right leg, and a dislocation of the right wrist.
That's interesting.
The autopsy report suggests that all injuries are consistent with to those from a fall.
Okay.
I will add a note, an odd detail here. There was apparently no blood found under the body, despite her having cuts all over her body.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I will also, this is a weird one. Her time of death wasn't until after 10 p.m. The actual time of death on the autopsy report isn't, it says it's after 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Did I say p.m.?
You did.
A.m.
Okay. But they called the police at like 9.
Yeah. I think that's just bad.
That's
bad police.
That's very bad autopsy.
But yeah. Anyways.
That's whack. Right?
So yeah. Also the cause of death is labeled multiple blunt force injuries and the matter of death is an accident. Logically, falling off the balcony would only be one blunt force injury. Not yeah. multiple blunt force injuries?
Not really. I mean, it depends on how you fall, but like a dislocated wrist on one hand, one whole, just one side of the other side of your body is all messed up. Your neck is like, if you're falling on one side, why, like if you're falling on your left side, why is your right wrist broken?
How she fell, she would have had to fall straight down.
That's what I mean. So why is like, I guess the front side, but then it would be the whole body.
So like, she landed like this with
her arm up.
One arm up, one arm down. Okay. With her face right down into the dirt.
It still seems weird to me.
It is, yeah.
That if you were landing like that, you would have lacerations, just your entire front of your body would just be not the left half.
Yeah. Well, both sides have had lacerations. There were no reported lacerations on her like torso. But
it was like left arm, leg.
Left arm, a hand and leg, face.
Yeah.
Wrist and right wrist and right leg.
Okay, so the right leg. I forgot about the right leg. That's my bad. It's still weird. Like, there would be something on your torso.
Yeah.
Even in your pajamas.
Anyways.
Okay.
The autopsy found that there was alcohol in her system. It was like a lot of alcohol. She was very drunk.
Well, yeah, she was drinking tequila all night.
There was weed, THC in her system, and they also found Xanax in her system.
Interesting. But they didn't find Xanax in her stuff?
No.
So someone else's Xanax?
It's possible I missed it, but I believe I heard in one of the videos I watched that Jean might have given her a Xanax to help with anxiety.
Well, if she's drinking tequila, I don't think we should be giving her Xanax.
Well, yeah, that was one of the things that, like... Let's finish this, and then we could talk about theories.
Okay.
The partygoers were all interviewed, and their accounts differ depending on who's talking. Also, apparently some of them brought the police some gifts.
Oh, interesting.
Which is a little bit weird.
Hmm.
One of them claimed that Tamla didn't seem drunk at all. Despite footage showing that drinks were definitely indeed flowing.
She definitely was drinking. So yeah. She was probably drunk to some extent.
Another report said that Tamla said that she was going to go home, but Stacy and Tom had convinced her not to drive drunk.
That's good.
But
good job, Tom.
She wanted to go home, apparently.
Okay.
The interviews confirmed that there were no fights or arguments between Tamla and the other woman.
Okay.
Or people in the house. And yeah, the case was eventually ruled an accidental death and closed.
Hmm.
After the case began to gain traction, Jean lawyered up and released a statement saying that she had been cooperative with the police, that Tamla's death was an accident, and that she wasn't happy about receiving death threats because of what happened. However, apparently shortly before, after what happened, after the incident, Jean took to Facebook asking her friends not to speculate about what happened and that there was no fall from the deck.
I was just going to ask, because in the phone call, he was like, she's got cameras up here. Do we ever know what happened was on the cameras?
You never. No one says there's nothing in the reports about the cameras.
That feels like a big piece of evidence that you would have. If he specifically told the 911 operator, she's got cameras up here. It will show you if she fell, jumped, whatever.
Yeah. On another note, Jose.
Yes.
at the time of the party, worked for the Forsyth County Courts as a pretrial officer.
Okay, so he was an officer to some extent.
However, shortly after Tamla's death, he was fired for accessing private documents of various people and files relating to Tamla's case.
Hmm. So he's messing around with stuff. That's suspicious.
An internal investigation claims that it's most likely that he accessed it out of morbid curiosity. But he was fired for accessing files that he wasn't supposed to be accessing.
I'm sussing him up.
As the kids say. The case went pretty unnoticed by the media.
Mm-hmm.
Likely due partially to the race aspect, because a lot of race-related crimes do go unnoticed in the media. But also possibly due to it being ruled an accidental death, because they don't cover a lot of accidental deaths in the news.
Yeah, because there's no juice to it.
Yeah.
There's nothing. People don't care. Sadly, people just don't care.
I will say, after the case went viral recently in June, the GBI announced that they were looking further into the case and hopefully fill some of the holes left by the initial investigation.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, theories.
Yes.
So one of the main theories is that there's a couple that basically say that Tamla was murdered.
Yes.
That's the big one. It's a house full of white people. She's the only minority. The Forsyth County is a racist county with history of lynching black people. I believe it was referred to as a sundown state. I'm not sure what that is. I'm not educated.
I've heard that term before, but I couldn't tell you what it means.
But I believe it just means it's a white, it's a white supremacist state.
Yeah.
Or county. There was in 1981, I think it was, Oprah did like a thing where she went out to Forsyth County and interviewed a bunch of white supremacists about why they don't like black people.
Okay, Oprah.
And so there's just this weird, there's this funny picture of her like looking really angry while this man's yelling into her microphone.
Jesus. So sundown towns.
Yeah.
Are all white municipalities or neighborhoods in the United States that practice a form of segregation by excluding non-whites via some combination of discriminatory local laws, intimidation, and violence.
Yes.
So, yes, yeah, so they're racist.
Yeah, they're racist.
Gotcha.
So, one of the big things is that she was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And that that there was a cover-up by the police, because some of the policing isn't great, considering the time of death is an hour after
the police were called.
There's the fact that Jose was accessing the police file, which is fishy. That also has been questioned about the what was happening, whether or not that's part of the cover up.
There's missing evidence apparently, or something that's just never been talked
about. I could have missed it. Very possible I missed it. But I didn't see anything about the cameras.
I feel like that would be a big part of any of the stories to either like prove or disprove would be.
Yeah.
We have this video footage and it shows that, you know, she tripped and went over the balcony, or we don't have this video footage. Where is it?
Yeah. I will note that the family was also getting a private autopsy, but it is not public.
The her family?
Yeah.
Okay.
That
hasn't been made public?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Another theory.
Yeah.
Is that Jose, this is one that I've only heard, like, not much, but Jose was coming on to Tamla.
Mm.
And she wasn't feeling it. She didn't want to do her girl Jean wrong by getting with her man.
She also got, like, 6 kids, so I'm assuming she's also married.
Yeah. She did have a man. When she turned Jose down, she got pushed.
So he pushed her off the balcony. Yeah. Okay.
I don't fully believe that, because just the way that she landed wouldn't make sense.
There's also no blood under the balcony, under her body.
Which is a weird one, considering she had a whole bunch of cuts on her.
That feels like a murder somewhere else and dumped in the backyard to look like she went over the balcony.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like to me.
But even then, there would be some kind of blood.
They would have to drain her completely, and that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And very messy.
It's a lot of blood. On the other side, that it's not a murder, Xanax and alcohol is like the perfect mix to make you black out and pass out. And there's a lot of cases of that. So it's possible that she went up to the balcony to smoke. It all hit her at once. She passed out, fell over the balcony, and passed away.
Do they have the alarm thingies for the balcony or just the front and back door?
As far as I know, just the front and back door.
Okay, so we wouldn't be able to know if she went out on the balcony. But somebody went out to the backyard, came back in, and left the back door open.
Well, that's one of the holes in the investigation, yes. What's that about?
I feel like I'm going to make my own theory here.
Murder theory. Thanks for watching.
I haven't told you my theory yet.
Oh, sorry. Let's hold on. I'll say it again when it's time.
Okay, thank you. What you've presented with feels very much like something happened. Whether she came onto the husband and or he came onto her and she said no fuck you, and he murdered her or something like something to that extent happened. Something happened. She got murdered, and then they. Like, whoever, him, multiple people. I don't have all of the details figured out yet. But it
feels I don't have all the details figured out.
In my theory.
Little Miss Armchair Detective.
Yes. It just feels like, to me, in my gut, she got murdered somewhere else, basement, bathroom, something. And then brought outside, which is why the door opened closed, but then didn't get... Like, maybe somebody else was already outside. Maybe they just forgot to close it because now they have to clean up all the blood they left in the basement. Like, to me, that's just what makes sense. And or someone went outside and someone had her upstairs and pushed her off the balcony to, like, threw her off. So it looked like she fell off the balcony, and that kind of still, like, perhaps the cameras were off on the balcony. Who knows?
Maybe.
But somebody was in the backyard doing something.
Yeah.
At some point.
It's possible that maybe Tamla, since she was the last one in the house awake, according to everything, the reports, maybe she went out back to finish her bowl of gumbo, came back in, forgot to close the door.
Yeah.
That's possible.
That's possible.
I am playing devil's advocate. There's fishy shit.
There's just a bunch of really... There's information we don't have any answers to.
Yeah. There's fishy shit. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to believe that someone murdered somebody in this situation. But it's entirely possible, yeah. There's a lot of unanswered questions, fishy shit with Jose, and it's possible that, yeah.
Also, the information you included that she was the only one drinking out of the tequila bottle also feels very specific, and, like, maybe that's how she got the Xanax.
Maybe, but I know one of the reports said something about Jean giving her something for her anxiety.
I'm not said like I believe you. Maybe that's what Jean told everybody. I don't know.
But yeah, okay.
I'm.
We had a reason for the Xanax. Why are you now questioning the Xanax?
Because I can. I'm fueling the fire. No, I don't know. There's just a lot of... I forgot that we had a reason for this annex, honestly. Yeah. That's my bad.
It's one of those cases where I don't know, but hopefully, like, soon we get some answers.
Hopefully with this new investigation, they can either... if they had the video from the balcony and they just never used it, we can at least get an answer to that. I imagine if they didn't have it, we're never going to have it.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years that video footage is likely gone. If it ever was there, assuming the cameras were on and functioning. If we had it, we hopefully still do. If we never had it, we probably will never have it.
Yeah.
I would be interested to know what the private autopsy conclusion was. The actual time of death.
Yeah.
That would be helpful. That would be, I feel like, really helpful to everybody.
Yeah, it would be.
To the family, to people trying to solve it, i.e. me.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's hard. It's interesting. The Jose, just his involvement in the court system and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, he was, when he got fired, he had also been accessing files for a case that he was a witness on.
Oh, that's also very illegal.
Which it was like a stalker case. He was a witness on a stalker case.
Okay.
So he was accessing files on that. And then apparently might have accessed files on Tamla's friend, like personal files.
Oh, okay.
And I believe there was another case of him accessing personal information for some other woman.
I'm glad that it ended in him being fired and it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, he's doing that. Oh, well.
Yeah, well, like, he did something wrong and, like, yeah, they could have, they're like, oh, it's probably just morbid curiosity.
But it still ended in the right.
Yeah, he still got fired either way. He doesn't have access to do that to anyone else.
Yeah, or again, if in the new investigation or anything, yeah, he's done with that, which yeah, is good. Because I know sometimes if they're like, oh, he's just curious, he's fine. You know, 30-day suspension paid. Like, yeah, it could have ended in a very different... So I'm glad that was the step they took and that he's been fired from that job.
But yeah.
Did it play a part in the original investigation? Who knows? Probably not, just because of where he was in the law system.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting.
But that's just a murder theory.
It's just a theory. A murder
theory. I suggest a murder theory.
Okay.
yeah, well, that's our thoughts. Like, I think it's possible either way.
It is very, yeah, like... It's hard to say, have a definitive, yes, this is what happened. And even, like, in your conspiracy brain, it's still hard to be like, this is probably the answer, because I really don't know.
There's not enough information to make a full 100% this is true theory. There's fishy shit. That's what it comes down to.
And a lot of it just is just bad investigating and bad... Yeah. Handling of things, and like, it's just all on the side of timelines and things are all wonky.
Yeah,
so it's hard to even form a proper
but yeah, once again, we don't know what happened. I we can't say one way or the other, but we wanted to cover this. Give us your thoughts, tweet us on Twitter about it.
Yes.
And yeah, follow us on things. You could get to your outro.
I was just going to add before I do the outro real quick. I hope that the family is able to get a good answer soon, whether it is for sure that it was just a terrible accident or whatever it may be. I hope they have a solid answer soon.
Yeah.
That is all from me. Follow us on all our social media platforms. Will be down in the link below. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And you can find us on any other listening platforms.
Yeah, if you're on one platform and want to listen to us on another, we're there.
We're there. Tell your friends.
Probably. If we're not, tweet us and we'll put us on there.
Yeah, let us know if you're trying to find us somewhere and you can't. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I would like to tweet us at your thoughts.
Yes, tweet us your thoughts. Thanks for listening. Have a good one.
Bye.